Now here is how important you being here tonight is. What I'm going to minister tonight, I've been studying 50 years every day for it. How many days that was? 18,250 days. Because I've studied ever since I've been saved, every day. And I believe this message tonight is going to revolutionize your life. I'm going to take up from last Wednesday, but I want you to listen real closely because a lot of things about to change in your life. Some places, even the subject, going to show you something that should have been going on in our lives. Apostolic and prophetic believers, sit down, must think like God. When they do, they shut all the work of the enemy down. Are you listening?
Yes.
Now we establish the fact, the only weapon Satan has is your thoughts. It's the only weapon. But he can detour the blood, the name of Jesus, the word of God, praise, and worship if he gets your thoughts. I know y'all didn't accept that too much. Y'all say, oh no, the blood gonna get up. No, if he got your thoughts, that's his man, that's the only weapon he has to shut you down. And right after the thought, a feeling gonna come. That's how you make you sick. That's how you make you think you're not going to ever have no joy. You keep shooting them thoughts to your mind. If you learn how to shut him down, the Bible promises a long, satisfied life. Every day, not just Christmas. Every day.
Yes.
Shop when you get ready. So I want you to take notes here for a few moments. I'm going to go to some scriptures to prove that. Matter of fact, let's go to some scriptures and make some proof here. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. We're going to establish the fact that we should think like him at all times. I got a lot of notes I've got to deal with here because a lot of things, I was praying, a lot of things he showed me. Write this down to apostolic and prophetic. See, because we're on a new territory, apostolic and prophetic believers.
Yes, sir.
Apostolic means you know spiritual government. You know spiritual authority. You know spiritual anointing. Government, authority, and anointing. You're going to walk in it fully because he's not going to give you a thought to take you out.
No.
You're going to know how to walk with a renewed mind and a restored mind.
Yes,
every day.
Yes.
Not just when you're praying. Every day. All right? Now, I said I've been studying 50 years for this message tonight, so y'all listen. That's a long time.
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen. Apostolic and prophetic believers stand in tune with God. This message should show you how to stay in tune with God in spite of your shortcoming. And then I talked to you last week about the secret to the apostolic and prophetic believers winning every battle.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're going to be repositioned tonight. No matter how many hours you've prayed, no matter how many scriptures you have studied, no matter how long you've been in the body of Christ, you're going to be repositioned because the enemy only has one weapon and you got thousands of weapons. But he'll block those weapons with that one weapon. Notice what he said. I told you that, but notice what he's noted. I want you to notice now. Pull out of Romans 12:2 something.
Yes, sir.
Then we'll come back to Ephesians. Pull this out, because they talk about the acceptable, good, and perfect will of God. It's a mind thing. See, you ready to do it. I mean, you love God, but he tricked you with thoughts. See, now he said, be not conformed to this world. So what caused a believer to be conformed to this world?
Thoughts.
Because the believer, you're not of this world. But be what? I want you to see these two words. If you write in your Bible, conform and transform. Conform is take the shape of. Transform is making it be like it should be. By the renewing, look what he said now, by the renewing of your mind. You can't skip that. We denomination wise and organization wise, we have got so strong with the word spiritual that we leave everything else out. And that's what Satan wants. So he can get you with a thought. You know how much problem you've had. I've had them, you've had them. But tonight the Lord won't shut them down. He wants you to know you can think just like God. I don't know how many scriptures I can get to, but a renewal of your mind that you may prove. See, if your mind is not right, you can't prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, because Satan constantly tricking you. They're telling you, you say you're well, he say you're sick.
Yes.
Now, Satan's thought is his word. God's thought is his word. So what Satan does is take his word and override God's word. God says you're healed, your body hurting, so you're sick. You see what I'm saying? You got to keep saying what God said, and you can't go by feeling. You have to go by faith. Because if you ever flip from faith to feeling, he got you again. I want to bring you that for you to see that good, acceptable, and perfect. What do you think the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for you is? I'll tell you one word, since you don't want to answer me. Bless. God wants you entirely blessed. In the morning, in the evening, noontime, Christmas, Easter, Groundhog Day, Evergreen, oh my goodness. 4-H Club Day, every day, bless. God want me blessed. And the only thing can stop me from being blessed is I let him take my thinking. Apostolic and prophetic believers' ways of thinking. Now, this is new turf. When you talk about apostolic and prophetic, prophetic mean knowing the future. See, you're supposed to be able to prophesy over your life.
Yes.
And so the prophecy, all the junk that come up between the manifestation of the prophecy, it don't bother you. Because you're already there. That's what faith is all about. All right? Now, turn back. Let's get this. We've got a lot of things. Turn back to Ephesians 2. We look at verse 18. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. You see that?
Yes.
Now I want to jump to verse 20. And verse 20 is very important, because what we're teaching tonight is built on this verse. Verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone. How can we connect these three? That's why we've been missing it. These three have not been connected. The apostolic in you by proper teaching. Turn to Ephesians 4:11. The apostolic in you by proper teaching. The prophetic in you by proper teaching. And you got Christ in you. You get all three of those in you. See, if you don't have the apostolic teaching, if you don't have the prophetic teaching, you're a believer, but you're not walking in your full potential.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've heard talk about apostolic believers, but the Lord told me apostolic prophetic believers. He want me to build apostolic prophetic believers, and it's not a denomination. It's a revelation. So each Christian has the ability to operate apostolically. Government, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this. And the authority must come. So now we're finding out the only weapon. She's almost, I said, man, no. She said, sin. How sin come? Sickness, disease. You see what I'm saying? You know he dropped that thought on you. That if, he might hit you with a feeling, but he dropped that thought on you and tell you what it is. Then he come back and tell you another thought. Where your last argument came from? You thought somebody was misusing you, so you answer them crazy. Don't talk to me like that. And the point wasn't misusing you, it's just your thought. All right, look in the 22nd verse. Go back. I told you Ephesians 4:11. Go back to the 22nd verse of the second chapter. In whom you also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now go to Ephesians 4. Now remember what we read. I want you to peep back at it in Ephesians 2:20. Because it's about to be opened up in Ephesians 4:11. This is so beautiful. I wish you see it. See, if you're not apostolic, if you're not prophetic, you can't live your full life. I'm talking about apostolic teaching, understanding, prophetic teaching and understanding, not just preaching, but getting in the realm of government. Takeover. Power,
yes, sir.
Understanding,
yes, sir.
Wisdom,
yes, sir.
Discernment.
Yes, sir.
In other words, listen to me very carefully. Seeing and thinking beyond what's happening. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Seeing, no matter what's going on. Because of your apostolic anointing and because your prophetic anointing is upon you and because you have prophetic teaching on the inside of you and apostolic teaching on the inside of you, you've been taught properly.
Yes, sir.
Go to Ephesians 4:11. You've been taught properly. You take over yourself.
Yes, sir.
Now, what this teaching going to do? The name of Jesus going to become more powerful in your lips. The word of God going to become more powerful out of your mouth. You will not have to look for nobody. You will say it yourself. And expect manifestation of miracles, signs, and wonders. At your house,
yes.
In your car,
yes.
On your job,
yes.
Wherever you are,
yes.
They follow you.
Yes.
But you got to know you got them.
Yes.
Now, when you look at Ephesians 2:20 and then go to Ephesians 4:11, it tells you how to build properly. You're building on the apostle, the prophet. They're not the savior, because Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. But in order for you to stand on the stone properly, you got to have proper instruction, proper insight, proper inspiration, proper understanding, not just church membership. So all denomination tore the church down. They come with their different idea. We all, anybody receive Christ, they're a Christian. I told you they don't have no Baptist, no Catholic, no word of faith, no full gospel in heaven.
That's right.
It was a trick of Satan to get men divided to try to say, we know what we're doing, y'all don't know what you're doing. And we're supposed to be holding hands as brothers and sisters and say, we're working this thing together. It's a trick of Satan. He's done that, and I know a lot of ministers are not going to like it, but I don't care. Because apostolically, I need to deal with this. I would almost say you've been robbed of three quarters of your strength over the years. Three quarters of your strength. I mean, you're so powerful. If you got that apostolic anointing on you and that prophetic anointing on you and standing on the mind of Christ, why would he say that? It's built on the apostle, the prophet. I mean, what are you talking about? The prophet didn't die for you, but they're assigned to you. To teach, listen to my sister, teach you in another dimension. Teach you in another realm. Teach you with revelation knowledge, not with no poem or a little pat sermon. That the Holy Spirit can minister to you and you become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Tonight. It's almost, oh my God, Lord, help me with say this. The enemy have made the church like a man think he's a sissy. Wow. That they don't have enough power to be a man. Wow. You understand what I'm trying to illustrate, huh? I know it hurt a little bit, but they just tell the truth. You have to know who you are. You can't be mixed up on this. You got to know who you are. And if you don't get the right instruction, now the presence of the Lord coming in here. Because see, worldwide, we got people worldwide online, and they're going to spread it. Yes, sir, they're going to spread it. The only weapon Satan got is what?
Thoughts.
That's why the Bible keeps telling about renew your mind. The Bible tells about the weapon. We'll talk about the weapon of our warfare in a few moments. The weapon of our warfare is for the mind. That's the thing we got to shut him down with. The imagination, stronghold, high thing. Shut him down tonight.
Yes, sir.
Take your thoughts back tonight.
Yes, sir.
Now let's establish the fact here from Ephesians 2:20, and he talked about the grace of God, revelation, mystery in that chapter. He talked about knowledge, talked about confidence, talked about boldness, talked about the unsearchable riches of Christ, talked about the manifold wisdom of God, all that belonged to us. But if our mind block, that we cannot go that far. Yes, we can, because you're in Christ. All right, now, so what will cause me to be built properly? What caused the church not to be in place like she should be at large? I'm not saying nobody else have it, but I'm saying a majority will never see it. And 50 years of study, how many thousand a day? 18,000, how many a day? 18,250 days I've been studying to get to this point right here.
Wow.
Because since I got saved, I've studied every day.
Thank you, Lord.
Not a day missed. There she is right over there.
Glory to God.
And I'm telling you, it's you here on the most insightful night of the history of the church. Because the Holy Spirit is going to bring these things back to you. Because I know you're listening.
Yes, sir.
And thank God for the Holy Spirit. See, we don't have to get it all tonight. The Holy Spirit is a recaller.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit, watch this, is a reminder.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit is a rewinder.
Yes, sir.
He's going to bring it back to you.
Yes, sir.
At the moment you need it. You come to the point and say, I'm not repeating that no more.
That's good.
I'm not going through that no more.
Right.
I can stop that.
Yes.
I'm not going to rehearse it no more.
Yes.
Because I found out I could reverse it. One weapon. Now look at this. Let's build on this foundation. Ephesians 4 and 11. Now, why what did he say? What the first two? And he gives some what? And some what? For what? For a pastor to put him down? For a denomination to put him down? For them to be some super being in front of you, not teaching you nothing? You come to church to raise an offering? Leave and not fed? Acting like you got it and you don't have it? Because Satan with his thought erasing all your faith. He gets you where you don't believe even what you're saying. Thought, then a feeling, then a report. Now the Bible asks, who report you going to believe? Somebody said, I'm going to believe the report. Now see, if you don't have your thinking straight, you're just talking. So you don't believe the Lord report by how you feel. Or what somebody else saying to you. Or what your family background is. Apostolic and prophetic believers think like Christ. Did Christ put that thought in your mind? You sad? You down and out? That ain't Jesus. That's a thief. See, the first part of John 10:10 is a mind deal. The only way Satan can steal, kill, and destroy is get your mind. How many of y'all want to admit you've had mind trouble? And the church almost crazy. Walking around with all that power, God, what are we going to do now? Just slap them, tell them, get out of my face. You got the power. Use the power. Stop letting Satan rob your mind, talking about you a failure. How you going to be a failure and Christ live on the inside of you and the kingdom of God is on the inside of you and the blood of Jesus is covering you? How can you be defeated? Rise up tonight. See yourself as blessed. Don't count nothing. Don't count nothing. Just right now. The present moment. Don't let him take you in the past, but all what didn't happen. Live now.
Yes.
Online, you hear me what I said?
Yes.
I said live now.
Yes.
If you're taught properly, you can fight properly.
Yes.
If you fight properly, you can live properly.
Yes.
If you live properly, you can win properly.
Yes.
You can stop anything going on in your life right now. You can stop it by taking your mind back, renewing your mind. Whatever the situation say, you say what God said. It says something else, you say what God said. I believe what God said. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. It is finished. It is finished. All walls of Jericho come down tonight. All sadness must leave you tonight. For we walk
by faith,
not by
sight.
Ephesians 4:11. It's very simple. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Now, what they for? And you know one of their major problems? They don't want to fall in line. They don't want to fall in line. They all won't be. They're not. They're supposed to learn from one another. And he got them listed chronologically. Why he didn't say you built on the pastor and the teacher and the evangelist? Because that apostle and that prophet is supposed to teach you like Leroy teaching tonight. Teaching you that you can do it. You know how to be on your knees and laying hand on your head. Sometimes I pray. I have to pray for my members. I do that. But and I will pray for you. But I won't train you. Well, you know how to slap the devil yourself with the power and the glory of God that's on the inside of you. The greater one lives on the inside of you. The greater one lives on the inside of me. The greater one lives on the inside of me. And the only way he can be shut down is through my mind. We're not talking about positive thinking. We're not talking about I'm okay, you okay. We're not talking about pulling your own strength. We're not talking about the ironic zone here. We're talking about Christ in me, the hope of glory. I read all that. I had to read it to get out of inferiority. The Lord had me reading all them books. I threw it back in the lock. I said, I'm okay. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm crying. Read the Bible. So 2 years later, he said, get that book out of there. Boy, I got it out and started reading it. And I went to the lab and it was pulling tricks on me. I didn't know it. I went to the lab and brought a sample to the lab. And they won't crack jokes, you know. I said, I don't have time right now. Go ahead and get this done. Look them straight in the eye. They're scared because I look them in the eye. And I wasn't laughing at their jokes. The joking days are over. Man, well, so one of them told me, said, man, I'm real sad, man. We can't get along. I said, no, y'all been playing with me. I don't know what I've been through to get you. To be able to lead you in the right way and have no inferiority, no complex. I don't know if I read it. I'm okay, you okay. Pulling your own string. Whatever the book is. Huh? The Irania zone. Oh, I've been in all them zones. I said, Lord, I don't need to read this. He said, yeah, you got to read it. Huh. Now look what they for. Oh man, I got to love my. Oh my God. Tell. Wait a minute. For the verse 12, it's very important. Verse 12. Read it with me. All right, whoever read that in another translation that says clear, Amplified Bible or something, give me something. I'm going to look at it. For the perfecting of the saints. Give it to me in the Amplified Bible. Y'all got it back there? That's verse 12 I need. Right? His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saint, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church. Now let's go down to the, I got to read it. Go to the 12th verse, 13th verse. Here we go now. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see that? Yes, now listen to verse 14 now. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. What are we talking about? Your mind. By the sleight of men and cunning craftsmen, while they lay in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that what every pastor supplied. Say, I'm a joint. You're joining the body of Christ. The body of Christ cannot be fully fulfilled just from the pulpit. We can't get the job done without you. We're supposed to train you. We're supposed to be a team. Knowing what we're doing. All right. Let's, my goodness. All right, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, third verse. You got to work here, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, third verse. Now, when it looked like you losing the battle, where you look?
Inside.
Huh?
Inside.
Where about inside?
Spirit.
No. Where you look? Not in the spirit, man. Mind. In your mind. Not in your spirit, man. That's what we've been looking. You ain't got no problem in your spirit, man. It's in your mind. Satan's working from the outside. He can't work from the inside. He's working from the part not born again. Your mind not born again. Your body not born again. You take the word of God and put your mind in a born again position. Good God Almighty. Yes, you renew your mind. When you renew your mind with the word of God, you begin to think like God. Talk like God, act like God, do like God. But you got these two parts that are not born again. He can't go in your spirit and do nothing. So you say, steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm coming that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly if you know how to handle this. Oh my. 2 Corinthians. I'm for victory. I ain't got time for no good sermon tonight. I want you to know you're a winner. See, some of y'all still ain't, you're still not paying enough attention. You're still waiting on something else. Ain't nothing else. What good that home did you? I'm going to fight my battle. And the battle not even yours. We can't have an entertainment up here. Make you feel good. Then you go home, you're a failure. I want you to know how to fight. In your bedroom. In the bathroom. Everywhere. Kitchen. Just know how to fight. Say, hell no, this is not going to happen to me in Jesus' name. See, y'all get scared after that. What did you say? I said, hell no. That's what I said. You telling hell no. You ain't putting that on me. I'm getting my mind clean right now. How you clean your mind? John 15:3, clean by the word. Oh, man. Oh, my. Oh, my. Your weapon. Look at this third verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Deal with this mind war. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You hear that?
Yes.
Then he goes on to tell us, hallelujah, help me, Holy Ghost, for the weapons of our warfare, and he's talking about a mind warfare.
Yes.
You can't come up with no other revelation. When we get to reading, he's talking about a mind warfare, and your mind is not born again. So every battle you lost it because your mind wasn't in the right place. Your spirit want to put some things in your mind. The mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit. I'm going to say something to you. You remember it. You're weak in the mind. You've been going to church all your life, weak in the mind. And tonight, the Lord wants you to get strong in your mind by renewing your mind, by fighting the warfare properly. Satan, only war Satan got against you, he already knew he have lost. The only war he got against you is that he can trick you in your mind. And I'm not talking about positive thinking. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about none of that. I'm talking about taking the word of God as the book said. Look what he's going to say right here. This is clear. This is warfare. This is warfare we have not been winning. Praying tongue 3 hours and your mind all out in the open, naked.
Wow.
You don't know how to defend your mind. No, when a thought comes that is negative, you say no and put a scripture there. I'm redeemed. I'm blessed. I'm forgiven. I repented yesterday. Don't be bringing that back up. I repented. That ain't there no more. You lying to me. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm going to make mistakes sometimes. But God made a way for me to repent and say I'm sorry. And he told me he'll forgive me. So you can't hold that on me. I'm trying to get better and better every day, but I'm not perfect. As long as I'm in this body, you're not going to be perfect. I want you tonight to shut the enemy down. And the way to shut him down, Todd, is your mind. He's going to bring all those thoughts. He's going to make it. He's going to bring it in the first person. He's going to make you think you thought that. When he get that, he got your conscience, he got your imagination, he got your emotion. He take all that at one time. Your conscience is supposed to be bound with the Holy Ghost, Romans 9:1. Your mind is supposed to renew, Romans 12:2. Why you won't think I'm dying? Why you won't think I'm not going to make it past 50 or 60? What are you thinking about? Where you get that from? Why you talk to this crazy people? Separate yourself. People going to talk crazy. Tell your husband, get the keys. We got to go. And there's so many people who don't know. They're good people, but they don't know. They just talk crazy. They say all kind of things. God, I don't know what we're going to do. What? I got in the car with a Baptist boy with a bunch of old preachers and getting there and sitting between two of them and said, boy, you got a woman? I said, sir, you got a woman? I said, let me out. They want to make me president. They want to make a whore out of me. No, I don't be no president. I won't be with y'all no more. Get on with me. I've been out in the street with a whore. I know a whore when I see one. Trying to ruin my ministry. I hadn't been in ministry more than 2 years. They tried to get me right after that, trying to ruin my ministry, but they never got me though.
Amen.
I just got out of all that. Let me try to read this. Lord have mercy. Now notice, for the weapon, verse 4, for the weapons, you see that? Yes, of our warfare are not. What that mean?
Fleshly.
But mighty through God. Now what are strongholds at? Pulling down strongholds. Here we go, mine again, verse 5. Casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now watch what he says. And bringing into captivity every thought. To the obedience of Christ. Then it says, after you get the thought straight, look at verse 6. Now you're ready. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. All right, renewing your mind, Romans 12, 2. Write that down. In 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 6, you know what I wrote down? Keeping the enemy from raping the mind. He's a mind raper. To be successful in the spirit, and in life, it requires spiritual thinking. Turn to Romans chapter 8, look at verse 1, run down there for a few minutes. Romans chapter 8. It requires what kind of thinking? Spiritual thinking. What did he say the word was in John 6:63? Look at it. John 6:63. What did he say about his word? What it is? Spirit and what? Spirit and light. Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Now you walk after the flesh by walking in a fleshly mindset. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, I mean, verse 3, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind. The things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is what?
Dead.
And to be spiritually minded is what?
Life
and peace. Oh, Jesus. Life and peace. For the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Wow. Now then indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. So what I'm saying to you, I'm about to close. What I'm saying to you tonight, the Christian walk and the Christian life and the Christian victory, the thing that God have provided for us through Christ dying on the cross, we're going to have to think spiritually. Turn to Isaiah 55, revelation in your thinking. Isaiah 55, 8. Revelation in your thinking. Revelation in your thinking. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. See that?
Yes.
Neither your way is my way, said the Lord. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. So you better get my thoughts. That's what he's saying. Go to the next verse. Why? What happened? For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so my way is higher than your way, and my thought than your thoughts. Go to the next verse. For at the rain coming down and the snow from heaven and return not thither, but waters the earth and making it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now watch verse 11. If you don't think right, you cannot function. In my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. So you need to renew your mind with my thoughts and my ways and answer Satan with my thoughts, my ways, my word, my will, my wisdom. I mean, we all, as children of God, we all got a right to do that, right? Watch. Why are we saying now in verse 11? So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Now, if you're thinking not right, go back to verse 8. Y'all jump to verse 11. No, you can't go to verse 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. You can't go to verse 11 with your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. You can't go to verse 11. You see it? Come on, somebody, talk to me. So that means we need to meditate until that word becomes spirit and life. And when that happens, baby, Satan can't handle you. You were designed by God to be undefeated. I repeat that. You designed by God to be undefeated. With your shortcoming and all. He know you're going to have our mind and our body. He know we're going to have shortcoming. But he knows that we love him. He's going to help us overcome those shortcomings. I know God can deliver you. Baby, I've been delivered. You're not hearing no secondhand information up here. I've been delivered. A scripture, Holy Spirit, call that scripture back. I can close with that. A scripture, there's a scripture there. Oh, yeah, I got it. I want you to write down resurrected thinking. Resurrected thing. In other words, when it looked like you're buried and like you're not going to make it, I want you to know how to resurrect your thinking. Turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And you're going to start resurrecting your thinking now. And he ain't going to be able to handle you, see, because he couldn't handle the resurrection. He thought he had it at the cross. Got that big rock over that grave and them demons guiding it. But Jesus got up. And the angel come and rolled. Angel came. The angel still rolling rocks away, you know. You need a rock rolled away. Angel still roll. They love. Angel love to roll rock. They up in you now. They'll roll your rock right now. I tell angel roll you. He'll get you out of that situation right now. Angels love to roll big rocks. You think you got a big problem? Give it to the angel and roll it. Look what this thing says. Be careful for nothing. But everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Go on. Go to the next verse. The peace of God will pass all understanding. Watch what? Watch now. Watch. Watch what he said. Shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. The scripture says the man thinks in the heart, so is he. Well, what did one say about the man at the mouth speaking? What was that? Go. What is y'all got it? No, out of the heart, the mouth speaking. Isn't that something? You see, because when you see inner man, when you see soul, it's not talking about your spirit. Heart, inner man, and soul are the same. If you read the scripture, see, some of y'all think your heart is your spirit. You read the scripture properly, you will see it. your spirit man. Now, look what he says. And the peace of God passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Go to the next verse. All right, here we go. I'm going to close with a mind overhaul. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are plural, are true. Satan is lying to you if he tells you you're not going to make it. Go back to the truth. Go back to the 91st Psalm. Go back to the 23rd Psalm. Go back to Psalm 103. I got five keys you can't stop. All my iniquity has been forgiven. All my sickness has been healed. I'm crowned with loving kindness and tender mercy. That's it. Jesus done that for me. Don't be lying to me talking about I'm not going to make it. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things, what's the next one is? Good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, stop thinking all those crazy thoughts and think on these things. Oh, he coming. They're going to try you tomorrow. You know, you ain't finished college. So what? College ain't finished me either. I'm still moving. I ain't got nothing against college. I know some of y'all are college graduate. God bless you. But you need the spirit. Boys are trying to teach me English. I was losing my anointing. I told boys, I quit boys' school. Trying to get me to be grammatically right. I don't even think about no grammar when I'm up here. Quickly write these notes down. I got 8 minutes. Quickly write these notes down. I'm just going to rattle them all. Restoring the mind. Psalm 23. Verse 4. Rest in the mind. Your mind needs rest. Matthew 11, 27 through 30. We talked about renewing your mind. Romans 8, 26 through 28. You got to let the Holy Spirit read your mind. Read in your mind, Psalm 139, search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Sometimes I just quote that out of the Lord. Search me, God. Yeah, search me, O God. Search. Look what he said. Look at, turn to Psalm 139, verse 38, I think it is. Search me, O God. Verse 20, 23, I think it is. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. And see where the wicked way come from? And see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Suppose he finds something. Repent. I put down that read in your mind. Psalm 139. Read my mind, Lord.
Read my mind.
Rending the enemy defeated by controlling all thoughts. Philippians 2, 5 to 11. Rending the enemy defeated by controlling all thoughts. All robbery is stopped in your life tonight. John 10, 10, Ephesians 3 and 20. Warfare is always in the mind. Stronghold always in the mind. Satan always sends his thought in first to person to make you think the thought came from you. Take every thought captive. This is not just positive thinking. It's the thinking the word of God. Taking all thought and submitting them to God. Thoughts. Start saying, Lord, I'm going to believe you above every thought that comes to my mind. The enemy will always accompany his thoughts with a feeling. Do not battle the feeling. No, deal with the thought which came from the enemy. When the thought of the enemy is received, it works like a spiritual magnet every time and literally make those things a reality. A spiritual magnet?
Yes.
Satanic thoughts, a spiritual magnet that draws to you, if you don't do something about it, what he's trying to make you think about? Listen to this one. The bulk of diseases come from the thought of our mind. When that pan first hit you, what you said. Then you went to the doctor, what he said, or what she said. And I'm not against doctor, you understand? I go to the doctor myself and get checked up. But I'm, what they say, see now I go to the doctor, but this is my note. I'm not doing exactly what you tell me to do. I had to consult with God. If God said take it, I take it. If God don't say I take it, I'm not taking it. If God say operate, I'll take operation. But if God don't say operate, no operation. No cut, you ain't cutting me. Unless God tell me, Leroy, get cut. And you know God ain't going to tell you that. He'll show you another way. Always let the satanic thoughts of Satan be defeated by the supernatural thoughts of God. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 55, 8 and 11 again. If you accept evil thoughts, they will carry out their plan. Taking thoughts captive. By saying, no, my inheritance is in Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't send this. I'm not accepting it. Pull a scripture out on him. Pull a sword out. Fear will be used if you don't use your faith. 2 Timothy 1:7. Do not let Satan lock his thoughts in your mind. Always keep the renewing valve open. Romans 12:2. Here's a good question. God asked this question from Isaiah 55, 6-11. Is that my thought? Let him ask you that question next time. You're getting to feel a little down. And then let God ask you, is that my thought, child? Did I say that to you? Did I say that about you? Every single word that comes out of my mouth is preceded by a thought. Proverbs 18:21. Put it up there quick. Proverbs 18, I'm trying to close. Y'all know we got to pray 15 minutes. Y'all mother wasn't here. I told them we're going to pray 15 minutes. It'll be an hour. We pray tonight. Tomorrow night, I'm going to let them stay home. And not for me. I'll be out here every night, me. I'm there for y'all. And then my family, I guess they need it too, you know. But I'll go, man. What? My wife, I tell you, I'll go. My wife meet me down the hall. Cha ta 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 ta. So she said, well, I just will join him. Cha ta 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 ta. Hey, hallelujah. I love the life I live.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I won't be no other way. All right. Is that my thought? That's what God said. Every single word that come out of my mouth is preceded by a thought. That's in life or in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You had a thought for it. You never say something without thinking. You got to think to talk. Just go ahead and say something. Just go ahead and explain yourself without thinking. You can't do it. I don't care how smart you think you are. Thought control the power of the tongue, which control the power of the body. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit because the wrong thought had been put in their mind. Eve turned us all into the devil by a thought. Eve turned the whole world into the devil, to the devil by a thought. He took our mind and told her, he didn't say you shouldn't eat from that tree. He put a thought in our mind. Whatever you're thinking is the level of your spiritual maturity. 1 Chronicles 28. 1-10. Two more. Listen to this one. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Online, y'all listening? This is going to be a powerful one here. Whatever you're dealing with, trace your thoughts back and you will find the answer. Here's another good one I want you to have. You can take any thought captive by finding a scripture that contradicts that thought.
That's good.
Hebrews 4:12. Now I want y'all to use this.
Use it.
One of my security men and my employment a long time said from last Wednesday he'd been listening to that tape over and over again, and told me how it changed in his life. I've been listening to that too from last Wednesday.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Over and over again, I've been listening to it myself, listening to it. And I check every thought now.
Yes, sir.
What you say?
Yes,
that ain't me. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all have had a pain hit your body?
Yeah.
Did a thought come with it? Huh? Sometimes he prescribes it real clear what it is. Trying to get you to agree with him. You see what I'm saying? Next time, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Watch this. Take your hand off of God's body.
Wow. Yes.
And you know, most time, that thing just disappeared. But if you just pacify it, and keep talking with it. I don't feel good. That's what it's there for. All right. Pass the envelope while the time.